Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday. It's Friday, January 18th, and it's not raining today.
No.
We got some relief.
Yep.
And I don't think the rain's coming back anytime soon. I looked at the 10-day forecast, nothing.
Really?
Just sun and clouds.
Well, clouds is still, ugh. But still, it's better than
a lot of things.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm ready for a nice weekend, I guess. You know, let me relax, sleep.
Right.
Whatever it takes, you know.
Yeah. Yep. I can't believe it's already the 18th.
Yeah. You know, I was told about some solutions for the sleep apnea and stuff. And, you know, it all boils down to it's always like with a little fucking hose to your nose or something, right?
Like, what do you mean? Like water up your nose?
No, but not hose, but... Tubes. You have a tube like connecting to your nose that kind of pushes air in.
What, at night?
At night.
No, I'm just do
like that?
The goddamn surgery, Sam.
I'm not gonna do fucking surgery.
Yeah, then do the tubes. It's one or the other.
I'm not going through surgery. Forget about it.
You're like awake during it. It's not even that extensive.
I know, but
they just numb your shit and like burn your shit so it works correctly.
Burn the shit.
Yeah.
They probably have to move the
My dad had a bloody nose for like 2 weeks.
They probably have to adjust the bone or something.
No, yeah. It's all via laser. My dad was wide awake.
Okay. Well,
but he did like randomly have nosebleeds because while it was healing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. It's really fucking terrible.
But now he sleeps like a baby.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I know. I need that.
Man. Yeah. Why don't you just like go and find out some information and then say no? You're saying no before you even go.
I know.
And then you complain about the tubes. I don't want to hear any complaining about your nose until you go see a doctor.
All right.
And then come back and tell everybody how it went.
All right. You know, and it gets in the way also because if you sleep with someone, you kill them with your fucking
Yeah,
snoring.
And I'm going to be honest. No one wants to date someone who snores.
No.
Ever.
I know.
Ever. I used to ask my mom, how do you fucking do this? Because I can hear dad all the way downstairs in the basement.
Right. Yeah. Well, with one woman, it happened the first time we spent the night. She's like, she couldn't sleep all night.
Yeah.
And that's how I found out I had a problem.
Oh, she like woke you up. The next day she's staring at you like, can I go now?
Yeah, exactly. You know, she was tossing and turning all night. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? Let me just try to sleep, you know. And then she says, I couldn't sleep, you know, it's way too loud.
Oh, damn.
I know. So I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
Yeah, you need the surgery. For sure.
Fucking getting old sucks.
Yep.
Really does.
Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like the older I get, the more tired I become, like, earlier in the night.
Really?
Like, I used to be able to, like, just thug it out to, like, midnight.
Right.
Now, at, like, 10:30, I'm like, woo, Lord, it's 10:30.
Yeah. You know what I also discovered is all this coffee I've been drinking at midnight really didn't help.
Yeah.
Go to sleep, you know? Now I get tired and I just go, you know?
Right.
But still, yeah, I mean, fucking, what kind of sleep is it when you wake up in the morning and you're fucking more tired? All you think about is, when's the next time I'm going to get to sleep?
Yeah. It's true. It's very true.
So sleep, very important. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, except I'm an idiot and I walked out of my apartment with everything but my keys.
Oh, no.
And one of my roommates is in Chicago and the other one had to turn around and come let me in.
Really?
Yeah. So, luckily, he just left like...
Yeah, he had just left.
15 minutes before me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. That's why I was late. You know, I'm never late. I at least get here at least 5 minutes before. I was like, what the hell?
Not at least 5 minutes. You've been known to get here 2 minutes.
Yeah,
before.
2 minutes, but still, right before the buzzer goes off.
2 minutes before the show is a little cutting it close, okay?
But 2 minutes after the show is not like me. So, I mean, at least it was only 2 minutes.
It's okay. I understand. No problem. So, you forgot the key.
Yeah.
And, so, how long did you have to wait? Then you had to wait for him another 15 minutes to get there?
Yep. So I didn't leave my house about 9:31.
Fuck.
Yeah. And I usually leave my house around 9:21 the latest. So I was about 10 minutes behind.
Oh, okay.
But I usually get here at like 9:45.
Right.
Sit in my car for 5 minutes and then come upstairs.
5 minutes? No. I don't know how you estimate time. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, the thing is that it's when you forget your keys, it sucks.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. And I got to start figuring out what I'm doing for this trip because my sister screenshotted an article to me last night. And it says, and I quote, hold on. Let me pull it up. Polar vortex split brings frigid air storm systems to Chicago, possibly for the rest of winter. I was like, that's fucking great.
Yeah, that's just what you want to hear.
Yeah, it's exactly the vacation I'm dreaming of.
Well, you're funny, you know. I mean, some people wouldn't do this for someone they know, and yet you're going with someone you don't even know.
That's the exciting part of it.
I know.
But I feel like if I did know him, I'd be like, no.
No.
But because I don't know him, I'm like, this is exciting.
You're looking for excitement. I hope you don't crash after that. I don't mean in the plane.
Oh, my God, Sam.
I don't mean the plane.
That's awful.
It was the wrong word.
Yes. Okay. Now I'm freaked out for the rest of time.
No, I didn't mean crash. I mean crash and burn, like when people...
Still not a good thing to say.
Do the wrong things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I crash and burn after stumble. Most things. Yeah, let's do stumble. Jeez.
Yeah, wrong choice of words.
Yeah.
For someone who's afraid to fly.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm petrified. I got anxiety because Gabby got on a plane yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was like freaking out the 3 hours she was on her flight. Oh, I'm like, wow. And then she like Instagrams that she's there. And I texted her. I go, why the fuck wouldn't I be the first person that you speak to?
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm up and I'm freaking out about you.
Right.
And she was like, sorry.
Her mind is somewhere else. She's on vacation. What
yeah,
do you want,
we FaceTime this morning and they're getting ready to go to like brunch all cute with mimosas. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's how you travel.
Yeah, hell yeah. They got drunk before they got on the flight.
Did they?
Yeah, because they did a night flight.
Yeah.
So they left and their flight was delayed too because of weather. Yeah. I'm like, great.
I'm telling you. Stay in L.A.
I know.
At least that's one thing that's good, you know. I read an article about how California and L.A. have been going downhill, you know, with all the homelessness.
Mm.
Also, you're getting like very rich and very poor people and the middle classes sort of get pushed out. And so, you know, like, for example, you can't really buy a house here anymore.
No, nobody can.
You can't.
It's like ridiculous.
Afford it, you know, yeah. Even if you're middle class.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about poor people.
Because if you're middle class, you could literally go to Texas or Vegas and buy like what would be considered like a big ass house.
Right.
But here
for
it's
half
like
half the money.
Yeah. For half the money here, you could probably get an apartment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a penthouse apartment if it's affordable.
If you want to get a house that's got like... you know, $3,000 payments, $2,000 payments, you have to put down a lot of money.
And that's those are high payments.
Right.
Those are fucking high.
Well, let's say it's not for a house, okay? But
wait, for like a condo?
No, a house.
Oh, yeah, for a house. That's expensive. My parents literally pay $1,000 for their mortgage.
I guess I'm so used to the prices in L.A.
Yeah, like...
I forgot I was going to live on the lake for half the money.
My brother and his wife have a house, and they pay $1,100 for their mortgage. And their house is big and nice. And my parents have a nice house, too. Well, my dad doesn't live there anymore, but he's still paying for the mortgage. And it's only $1,000 a month.
Yeah,
plus utilities.
They bought it a long time ago.
Yeah, so I'm paying more for my rent than my parents do for their mortgage.
Right.
That's crazy.
It is, you know. So that's the privilege of living in L.A.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, it was a very interesting article, you know. And the thing is, you know, they have like... sanctuary cities and stuff. We talked about that, didn't we?
No.
Where several mayors have decided that their cities are safe for illegal aliens. So they're not going to cooperate with the federal government in bringing these people to justice. So in essence, you're giving cover to criminals. You know?
Okay.
So that sucks. And a lot of people don't like it. I don't like it. You know, I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, you know how I stand on that, so.
No, I do.
Yeah.
I do. You're very liberal.
Yeah.
You guys are all about somebody else all the time.
I just what feel like, because you don't know their story.
Well, I like, don't care about
their
story.
What if, like, America can make their life better?
Yeah, but what about our people?
I mean.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Listen, I'm not affected with them being here.
Right.
So I don't care. Okay. Do you get a better life? I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're not literally what they're deciding to do, and them deciding their country literally does nothing to affect my life.
So you think we should let everybody that wants to?
Not everybody. No.
So how do you decide?
I see. This is where I get a little on the fence about where I know where you're coming from, because like I don't hate to say this, but I'm like, when a terrorist or something goes off in like New York City or Idaho or somewhere random, it's just like, well, how the fuck were they allowed here to begin with? That's okay. So I've catched myself saying that before, and right. It's like, did they come the same way these other people are coming? So I get where you're coming from,
but these are only terrorists. What about
no I don't care
what about criminals that come in?
What do you mean criminals?
And like, they come here and then they kill people and steal and murder and rape.
Don't but how think? Do you know that they're criminals?
Well, when you arrest them, you find out they're illegals when they do something.
Yeah, but just because they're illegal doesn't mean they're a criminal. It just means they're here illegally.
It means that we don't need any more fucking criminals here.
But you don't know if they're a criminal
but
or not.
Even that, let's just say they have no criminals, they have no terrorists and stuff. Are you for letting everybody in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If, as long as they're not criminals or terrorists.
All right. But
if it's like a mom and her three kids,
Do you understand that if you bring a lot of different cultures, there's going to be clashes of cultures?
But there's clashes of cultures even when they're not here, so it doesn't matter.
No, but not, you don't want that in your own country. Many people bring a culture where they don't assimilate. If you don't assimilate, immigration doesn't work.
Well, this is the thing.
It
like even
camps and tribes.
This is the thing. I do understand what you're saying there. Like, even when we were talking about how Middle Eastern men come here and then they just won't, they don't realize you're in America now, it's mixed races, and they still will only date Persians and stuff.
Right. But that's kind the of least like, of it. Okay.
No, but I'm saying, like I said, I feel like you're in America now. Like, it's different here. Like, a lot of stuff is mixed. So, yeah, I get it. If people are bringing over their different countries, they need to learn how to adjust. You have left where you no longer wanted to be. Therefore, you need to adjust to how America is.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Exactly.
But I don't agree with people coming and be like, this is our country now.
But it often doesn't happen.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. And as long as it doesn't affect me, I'm going to be honest, Sam. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, but it will eventually if you let a lot of people in.
Right.
And listen, that's just immigration. We're talking about illegal immigration, okay? I'm talking about people that break the law. You come all the way here to break the law in a country that is going to host you? You know, I mean, what the fuck
is that?
Well,
then if you get caught breaking the law, you're just going right back to where you came from. Don't they kick people out, like, real quick if you're not from here and you're breaking the law?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, bye. See ya.
Yeah, but I mean, and big crimes, they'll punish them here, you know? They don't send them back.
Oh.
Necessarily, but.
I didn't
but
know
no, just people that come in, like families or whatever, they'll just send them back, you know? But imagine bringing all the kids on the border, knowing you're going to be dealing with you know, with federal agents and shit like that. You know? So I understand some people are desperate. You know, you have refugees. I'm not talking about that. We can have like a quota of how many refugees we allow in.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't always live for somebody else, you know.
Right.
That's a problem I have with liberals, you know. It's always about emotions.
Right.
It really is.
Sorry.
When you think about it.
I'm an emotional person.
Yes, you are.
I watched a movie last night.
Yeah?
Called Here and Now. It's with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay. Is it like a romantic comedy or something?
No, it was far from romantic.
Really?
It was I thought it was going to be something completely different.
Right.
And then basically she gets diagnosed with a massive brain cancer, and she's got like 14 months to live.
Oh, lovely.
So the whole movie is just in one day. It's like how she's handling getting the news. And it was, I cried, obviously, because I'm a very emotional person. There was like one part I was weeping in the movie, but it was just, it seemed like a film that should have gone straight to like a film festival and not be like on demand. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
It wasn't long. I felt like it was only like an hour.
Really?
Yeah, it was very short. Huh. And then the end was the exact same scene as the beginning, which was kind of cool.
Mm.
But okay. it was just, I mean, Common was in it. I love Common. I think he's a great actor. But it was just kind of like, wow, I don't know what I would do if that was me either. Like how my day would go. So it was kind of cool because there hasn't been a movie that was based just on the day you find out.
Right.
It's always like, okay, the character got cancer. Now it's like 5 months later, she's dying. And then the end of the movie, she's dead. That's usually how movies like that go. So it was kind of a different.
Different kind of movie.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely could see it winning awards in film festivals for sure.
Yeah.
Even the filmography was cool.
Yeah.
I didn't like watching it before I went to bed, though.
No, huh?
No.
Emotional.
Yeah. I was like, I don't like being sad before I go to bed.
Yeah.
At all.
You know, I mean, I think it's debatable whether at some point in your life people should tell you you have cancer. Let me give you an example. We have a friend, and her father is like about 90-something. 90.
Right, right.
Right? But he was very active. I mean,
you'd
be amazed. Yeah. Yeah, very active doing activities and things like that, going places, socializing, all that. Now they told him he's got cancer. He's totally given up. You know, now he's just like waiting for himself to die. So
how old is he? 90 what?
90, I think. 90, 91 maybe. But
I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I think at some point just don't tell him.
Exactly. Because
I mean, was he super sick
now,
though?
No.
So what, did he just go to an annual checkup and they told him?
I don't know the circumstances there, but I guess they had to tell him. Maybe something happened, maybe he was feeling pain, whatever. I don't know. But the bottom line is we're thinking about it and no point in telling them, you know?
Yeah, there was like, I went to...
They have to.
Yeah, I mean, I think legally they're obligated to.
Right.
But I feel like if I ever get to an age, like even if I hit 80, I'm going to say, don't tell me shit.
Right. So maybe you can like write like a living will or something.
Right. Says, like, don't tell me.
Right.
I'm going out enjoying life. Like in the movie last night, they're like, you have about 14 months to live.
Fuck, you know?
And I'm like, how do you tell someone they've only got 14 months?
Right.
Like that. So the rest, they can't even enjoy their 14 months because every day it's going to be like, okay, well, now I only have 300 and whatever days left.
Right.
I agree with you on that.
See, like, maybe that would be cool, though, because then you do all the things you never wanted to do.
Yeah, like bucket right list away. Stuff.
No consequences.
There's been so many movies.
Spend money.
Right. There's been so many movies where people are told that they've got like 1 month to live or 6 months to live, and then they go like, live their best life, and then the doctor's like, we made a huge mistake.
And now you're in fucking debt.
Yeah.
Unhealthy.
You could probably sue the hospital for that, though. And they have to pay you back all the money you spent. I imagine, right?
Yeah, it's malpractice.
Yeah, like Queen Latifah did a movie like that. They gave her 6 months to live, and she was like, I quit my job. She's traveling the world, doing bucket list goals. And then they're like, oh, we made a mistake. Like,
that's
we
funny.
Gave you the wrong chart. It was somebody else's chart. I'd be like, no.
Was that a comedy? Or?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a comedy.
Good.
I actually I've never seen it from beginning to end. Mm. I've only seen like the beginning when she finds out and she's like devastated at first, but then she's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live my best life, going to Paris, France, going to the most expensive restaurants by herself and like locations she's traveling in.
Exactly. That's how, I guess that's the way you should live every day, but there's consequences. You can't,
you can't live like that every day. Yeah, you can't. It's impossible.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture online
mm-hmm.
in the news. It's a news article. I mean, in the news website, but it's sort of a feature. The world's hottest grandmother releases a topless calendar.
No, thank you.
She's 48 years old. No, you need to see what she looks like. Are you out of your mind? She looks like a porn star. She's 48 years old. She's got four children. And she released a topless, man, she's hot. You need to see her.
What's her name?
Gina Stewart. I don't know.
How do you spell Gina, though?
G-I-N-A.
G-I-N-A.
And Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. But I don't know if you'll see it. She's going for Miss Maxim Australia.
Oh, my God. Maxim is, like, really hard to get into.
Yeah. And, but I mean, she's like beautiful. Blue eyes, blonde, boobs.
She's 40?
48. Yeah, the ass is a little, But, yeah, you can't be too,
Her boobs are way too big.
Yeah, they're fake.
Yeah, it does, Sam.
Yeah. Did she come up for you?
Yeah, I mean, not her picture, but like other pictures of her.
Yeah.
Came up.
But I mean, it's still a big deal, don't you think?
I mean, I just...
At 48 to stay like that? I mean, how many women do?
She's got 130,000 followers on Instagram.
So she's like...
I don't know if I would want my grandmother dressing like this. Like, ass out on the kitchen counter. Like,
right. But at this point, you'd be a grandchild that's very young, a baby. You wouldn't understand this anyway. I'm sure she just turned grandmother.
Yeah, but her kid, though. I'm saying if my mom was like this, I'd be like, Mom!
Okay.
Come on.
My grandma.
Yeah, yeah, that too. But like, even if it's my mom, I'm like, Mama, stop. Please stop.
She's proud of herself. What can you do? She made it to the finals of Maxim's Finest Australia contest.
So did I. Everybody does.
But now they call her world's hottest grandmother.
She looks good for a grandmother, but they're using that title loosely. It's just because her kids have kids.
Well, that's a grandmother.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like one.
She definitely looks older, but she doesn't look like she's almost 50.
Yeah.
She looks like she's in her 40s. For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say 48. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'd date her.
Of course you would.
If she'd be interested.
DM her on Instagram. Slide in her DMs. Say, hey, grandma.
Yeah.
Just wondering when you could get to LA. Can I take you to dinner?
Did you ever read comments that people write and shit? You know?
No, not really. Not like especially.
They have comments on this story here, okay? Somebody write, maybe the world's sluttiest grandma.
Yeah, because people are just mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. People just don't like what they don't understand. Like, the only thing I said bad about it is I don't know if I would be comfortable if my mom was doing that.
Right.
Even if my mom looked good.
Yeah. But commenting on her, well, I guess we are.
But too, I would never comment on her on a public platform. Like, I would never go to her page and say, put clothes on.
Yeah.
Because people do that to me all the time. I'm like, why would you take your time out of your day to
comment
on my shit if you don't like it?
And it's the haters that comment.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are nice don't comment.
Yeah, no.
On everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that shit.
I mean, I'll scroll past a post, like say the Shade Room uploads something, and in my head I'll be like, ew. Or I'll think whatever negative thing I'm thinking about that post, but I will never type, like, whatever it is I'm thinking. Unless it's, like, something where I have to say something, you know?
I know, but always think of the consequences, you know?
Like, there was a video yesterday on the Shade Room of a little girl that was in a daycare center, and someone was filming and the other person was like pulling her by her braids and she looks like she's about to fall asleep. Cause you know, for kids, they eat their snacks and then they take a nap.
Right.
And she's like falling asleep while she's eating and they're like pulling her back by her braids and forcing her to stand up while she eats. They obviously got fired.
Really?
And now the grandmother actually picked her up and she goes, I saw the video right before I came in to pick up my grandchild.
Right.
She goes, and it took me everything. Because black women are aggressive to begin with. So to see that and then show up, she's like, I thought about ripping her head off.
Really?
Yeah, it's aggressive.
Yeah.
They're fired, obviously, now. But how do you hire people that are treating children like that?
I know. Why should they even be near children?
So posts like that I'll comment on for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'll drag them. It's just how shitty they are. But, like, if somebody's looks or something, no. You know.
I know. People are just fucking mean, man. Because they have that anonymity behind the screen, you know? They can say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who they are.
Yeah. Especially if it's a fake page. Forget about it.
Right.
Forget about it.
But it doesn't even have to be fake. I mean, people are just haters, man. They like to cause trouble.
Yep.
And that's the best thing they have to say. You just have to feel sorry for these people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have time to go and put negative fucking remarks on some news story? I mean, what the fuck, you know? I guess they have to. We at least have a radio show we can express what we
feel. Yeah.
They do it with their postings.
Yeah. Like on my YouTube channel, I read all the comments on there. And some of the comments that are left, I'm like, how on earth do you have time to do this?
Yeah.
Like, and it's not just one sentence. Like, people are leaving paragraph-long messages worth of hate.
Right.
And I'm like, holy shit. Like, how do you have time for this?
Exactly.
I'll report. And you know what I have time for? I have time to report your page. Mm-hmm. So you can be deleted. Now you can make a new fake page, you loser.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I know. And people start war with you, social media and shit, you know. I mean, post shit, you send them in private.
Right.
And, you know, things like that. That's why you have to be very careful what you put out there. You
know?
If you don't want it documented, talk to them. Don't fucking write down anything.
Yeah, phone call.
And conversely, you know, if you write down everything, then you can show all the shit that they say about you and you know, things like that. If
that's why, like,
use it against them.
People like people that run businesses and stuff that are doing stuff inappropriately, like sexual harassment, they'll always do it to your face. They'll never do it via text,
right?
Because they don't want to be caught up. They don't want proof.
Yeah, that's true.
It's ridiculous.
I know, but sometimes I need proof of, you know, if someone starts in with me, fuck.
Right?
I don't know why it is. You know, I'm like such a peaceful person. I don't like to fight with anybody, and people start fights with me. You know? It's fucking bullshit.
I'm a confrontational person, so I can't really. Like, I'm pretty chill, but, like, I feel like people know that it doesn't take much to make me not chill.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'll start off really chill, and then just trigger me the right way. It's a wrap.
Yeah, but not if you're interested in talking to that person. You'll probably be more tolerant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If it's like a guy I'm trying to date, right. I got all the patience in the world.
Exactly.
All the patience in the world. I'm going to give him three strikes. He's on one. You
yeah.
know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Wow. I don't know. You know, I mean, the thing is that the relations between people can be very complicated, you know?
What do you mean, like, and between two people? Or just people in general?
Let's say two people in general, you know? Or two people, you know, when you get into fights, it's usually a couple people, you know? And, you know, and then it's sometimes somebody you were very close with.
Right.
You know, and, mm-hmm. and the hatred or the anger gets so bad that you just throw shit at them,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because as I'm saying that, now I'm thinking of my kids, and that describes it very well. So
you still need to work on that.
I know.
I know they need to come through too. But like when I was like 25, 26, 27, I was a hothead too. And like I never apologized for shit.
Right.
And me and my mom have gotten into some lethal arguments. Like arguments where like we should probably never speak to each other ever again.
Really?
Yeah. Like bad arguments. That's why I had to initially like I had that lawsuit open against the nightclub that I used to work for. So like that gave me severe anxiety and depression. And I felt like I just was suffocating living in Boston. And on top of that, I wasn't getting along with my mom. So I was like, I'm packing my car and I'm moving across the country.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I didn't move when I moved, me and my mom probably would have no relationship at all.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's like when I go home, I can only go home for like a week.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, I love you. I'll see you next time I come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Next.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been posting some memes that hopefully they'll see.
Oh, what, on Facebook?
Yeah. About like bonds with parents and shit like that.
I'm sure they do, but if they're not saying anything, they probably don't care.
No, they don't care.
Your kids have some issues I feel like they need to work on, like their compassion level.
Yeah.
Because when your parents get older, it's like, yo, your dad's not getting any younger, bro.
What they need to find out is to understand how lucky they are to have a father that loves them.
Right.
And rather than drive them away, you know. Because I'm telling you, all their opinions were colored by their mom. There's no doubt about it.
That's my biggest fear is having...
Their mom is like their hero, you know?
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to imitate her and the things she says and the things she...
Well, see, that's what my mom feels about my dad.
Really?
That's how she feels me and Gabby feel. Like, we think dad's the hero.
Oh.
And she's, like, the villain.
Right.
And I'm like, I get it. There's always, like, one parent you gravitate more than the other. And that's just... In every relation, like my brother gravitates more to my mom,
right.
But my mom has always treated Marquise better.
But you know what? I think it's better when it happens later in life, like with you, because you already know your parents.
Yeah.
You know, when they're kids, they don't know, so you can shape their mind the way you want.
Right.
And they have a lot of like resentments that are probably not even founded. You
right.
know? So, it's just a question of getting to talk to them. I figured. If I visit a psychologist or some therapist, it could probably help me figure out what to do.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with going to therapy.
No, but you know, I mean, people that I've talked to that are psychologists are saying, don't stop, keep writing them, let them know how much you love them and stuff. And I'm like, I feel stupid doing that.
No.
I don't give a shit.
No.
Why?
No, definitely not. Like, even when me and my dad didn't talk for 6 months, he'd still, like, in his weird way, try to let me know, like, hey, I love you, you know? And I was like, that's my dad trying to tell me he loves me.
Really?
We pay attention to that stuff. Mm. And we're hurt when we don't get it. Like, for, like, 3 months straight, he didn't say shit to me. Right. Not a word.
Why didn't you?
I did. I reached out to my dad all the time.
Oh, you see? Okay. So yeah. With my kids, it's not the case.
No, me and my dad used to, and we're not where we were, which I said will probably not be that way until I go home and see him in person. Like,
yeah.
Before, we'd FaceTime like 2-3 times a week, at least, minimum. Text every day. Wow. Now it's like just maybe once a month.
Fuck.
But yeah. He's always told me, he's like, between you and your sister, I feel like you would survive better in the world because Gabby's so babied.
Yeah.
So I think he knows, even though I'm struggling out
You're
here.
You're street tough.
Yeah. Like, I'll figure out how to get by month to month.
Right.
I think I get that from him probably because he grew up wicked poor.
Really?
Yeah. Like, eating like cereal with.
So you're more self-sufficient than Gabby is.
I think Gabby's just so in her comfort zone of being with my family that she would have no fucking clue
right. How
to like just survive in another city at all without my dad being 20 minutes away in a car.
Yeah.
You know, I'm across the country.
Yeah.
I've called my dad, he's paid my rent, but like other than that, it's like I don't need my family 20 minutes away to try to survive.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean, many people can't do that. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was a little meme that quotes Keanu Reeves about not needing other people to be happy.
Right.
You know, and being able to be self-sufficient and everything. So I like that.
Yeah.
You know, usually I don't listen to what celebrities have to say, but he made sense about, you know, being alone but not feeling lonely.
Right.
You know,
that's me 90% of the time. I mean, there's definitely days where I feel lonely and I'm like, well, am I ever going to meet someone, you know?
Right.
But
it doesn't stop you from
living. No. Like, I've never come to a point where I'm like, my life is over. Like, I'm never meeting anyone. This
right.
is it. This
and
is
withdraw
my...
withdraw and get depressed and not do shit.
Right. Yeah. No. But everyone handles things differently.
Exactly.
Some people cannot handle... They go 2 nights in a row. I think a lot of men are like this too. Like a lot of men that sleep with multiple women, I think deep down inside, they can't handle being by themselves.
Right.
So they need multiple options. So like on that Wednesday night, when they're fighting with half the bitches on their roster, they know someone on this list is going to come over and I won't be by myself.
Right.
Like that last dude I dated, he can't be by himself. He acts like he can. No, you can't. You cannot.
No, I know people like that and dudes too.
Yeah. Like you do not you do not want to be by yourself. You don't want to fall asleep alone, you don't want to wake up alone, and you want to feel and you taking women out to eat and like providing a meal for them or a nice car ride for them, that gives him like I did that. I made her day better. And it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But men are like that. And it's not just him, it's a lot of men.
Yeah.
Even some of my guy friends that like fuck mad girls. It's like you have issues, and I tell them all the time, like, you have issues, you should probably see a therapist.
Probably.
Yeah.
Codependency or something.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Or egotistical, like you're trying to feed your ego with vagina and it's still not working because that's not enough for you.
Right.
Because you're still not feeling satisfied. Like my best friend Corey sleeps with so many women and he feels nothing.
Right.
And I go, do you realize you feel nothing?
Right.
It's doing nothing
what's,
for you.
Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah.
Trying to score.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. In the game of life, some people actually count how many women they're with.
Oh, yeah.
They had, last night on one of the shows, they had Ron Jeremy. Do you know who he is?
Nope.
You should look him up, man.
It sounds familiar.
Awful. He's like a big dick, has-been porn star.
Oh, okay, no. I thought you were going to put
something
else. From
the 80s. No, so he's like become like the god of the porn industry.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So he came in here on an interview, and he'd been here several times, always arriving here with body odor, greasy hair, stinky, in his pajama.
No. No.
That's how he came.
No. See, I think guys are...
In a beat-up fucking piece of shit car.
Yeah.
And this is like supposed to be like a star. right? I mean, the thing is, he's been is anyone a star
when they're in porn, though?
Well, but he went into mainstream because of his notoriety, that people know him, and for knowing that.
Can you imagine having a big dick and smelling? Yeah. That's so sad.
Right. But I mean, but with him, it's more like comedy. You know, they put him in comedies where he either plays himself or whatever. You know, I mean, why would you get him if not for the fact
What's his name?
Ron Jeremy. And look at his pictures now. He looks awful, man. I've never seen him smile. So I don't know what his story is, but
images.
He's always been ugly, even when he was young.
Oh. My God, no. Yeah, right? No. Mm-mm.
But he's like their god, man. Oh, Ronnie, man, man, man. And he still fucks chicks, I think.
Oh, my God, you couldn't even pay me.
Yeah, he's like in his 60s.
You couldn't even pay me.
Right?
Nope, not even a penny.
Not even enough. I mean, if it's the last thing you do.
No, if someone was like, I'll give you $100 million to fuck him, I'd say no.
Really?
Yeah, he's horrendous to me. Wow. Like, I would have nightmares about it. Yo, was he the dude that was in that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Golden Ticket, the little kid? He got into the movie screen.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure that's him. And really? I've always thought he was horrifying.
Really?
Because I was like, who is this dude? He's horrifying looking. Golden Ticket. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's the bad guy in that movie. Hold on. Let's see.
Bad guy? I wonder if they'd give him such a big part.
Let's see. He doesn't really speak in the movie. He's like a bad guy that kills people.
Really? But why would they pick him? I mean, usually you pick him for a comedic part or something where they make, they make fun of him, you know, so.
How do you spell Schwarzenegger?
Just put S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. That should bring it up.
Movie.
What if you just put Arnold SCH? It'll bring it up right away. So, in other news, they're talking about the economy being like a gig economy, which I've read about that several times.
Right.
And they're saying how today people are supplementing their income by doing gigs. And what they mean is, you know, there's websites you can go on.
You can do like 2-day gigs, 5-day gigs, 7-day
right, you
gigs.
Know. Some of them are called Upwork, Guru. Of course, there's also Fiverr, right, which they didn't mention here. So this is a good opportunity. Do you want to see if we can find some ideas for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see what you can do to supplement your income. First one is web and software development. Can you do that?
No.
Okay. So over 20% earn more than $50 an hour on that. Design and creative. Can you do that?
What you do you mean?
Like, design is like graphic design.
Nope.
Can't do that.
Nope.
You could have been making $60 an hour.
Mm-mm.
Writing and translation.
I can't do translation, no.
Wow. Okay. Administrative support.
Yeah,
whatever
I can do
that.
That
is.
Yeah, that's like filing paperwork.
I don't think so. They're saying, 2%. Earn more than $60 an hour. So it's not a lot of money, obviously.
Right.
But I guess you can do a gig like this. But that requires a lot of time and effort.
Right.
Right?
That guy was not in the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just went through the full cast and crew.
Yeah. No.
It looked like him, though. Like, yeah. If we put a picture together next to him, you would be like, oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And he's horrifying in that movie. Whoever that actor is, so scary.
And it doesn't say who that is?
No, I can't find it. You know, it's from like the early, late 70s or early 80s, I think, this movie, Last Action Hero. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen Last
You've seen
Action
it, yeah,
Hero.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about then?
Like, is that what you're talking about, the Last
yes,
Action Hero?
Yes, when they go into the movie. The little kid goes into the movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger's the cop in the movie.
Right. I don't remember shit from the movie.
Oh, my God, I
it
love
was a
that
long
movie.
Time ago.
Yeah, but it's still one of the top faves. I almost want to rewatch it tonight. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He had some good movies back in the day.
Yeah.
Like Eraser.
Yeah.
I can't really remember how that went, but it was a good movie.
Commando was good.
I never saw that one.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
He kicked ass in that one.
He usually kicks ass in all his old movies.
What about Alien, the other one?
Predator.
Predator.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was in that. He was in Kindergarten Cop.
I love that one.
That
one
was classic. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Twins with Danny DeVito.
I didn't like that. I thought it was so disturbing.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I didn't like it. When he was pregnant?
Oh.
It's no, so gross it to me. Yeah. He's male and he's pregnant.
No, that's a different.
No, it's not.
Movie?
No.
So in Twins.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh my God. Him and Danny DeVito. I literally hate that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
not,
well.
Not my thing.
That's kind of disturbing.
Yeah. I'm like, no one. Can you imagine if guys got pregnant?
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Yo, every dude would be pregnant because they fuck so much.
Yeah, they fuck themselves.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, every single dude would have like 20 kids by now.
I'm telling you, if you let men just loose, man, they'd have a million fucking kids. Are you kidding me?
Ugh, men are like just loose right now. Running around the city like.
But sex drive is by nature. And nature is mostly concerned with procreation, with continuing the species. That's all nature is concerned
with. Yeah, but I don't think men are driven by that. Like when they sleep.
Of course they are.
No way.
No, listen. I'm not saying that they want to have kids. What I'm saying is there's that drive to spread your seed as much as possible because nature
but
wants
you to. Spreading
your
seed is having kids.
Right.
So no but dude is thinking wrong. That when they're
no, well,
picking
not,
up a bad bitch at
all. Not in our generation, but yeah. You know, where you become pretty strong when you have a big family and you're in a fucking tribe or something, you know. Come on,
oh,
think
man.
About it, you know.
Oh, man,
man. And plus you feel that you're being preserved, your name, your ancestry, whatever, you know.
Right.
I mean, why is it so important for people to carry on the family's reputation or,
right,
you know, tradition, whatever? So I'm talking to you on a primal level, not on modern men. The thing is that when we made social rules that we don't rape and we don't do this, then men don't do it.
Right.
But I believe before there were laws, men would just, like, if you ever saw a movie about, like, the cavemen and stuff, right? There was a movie, Quest for Fire,
right,
way back when.
Right.
They don't say a word. It's all like cavemen and women.
I couldn't watch it.
I remember the scene. The guy just walks up to the woman, lifts her loincloth and fucks her. You
what
know?
The hell? Never.
Yeah,
were they together?
It's not
or is
a
random person.
It's not
person?
Rape, though. It's not rape, though. They did it sort of like animals, you know? You just kind of mount the female and you mate.
Oh, you know? Hell no.
But that's
can
the
you
way they,
fucking
that's
imagine?
That's the way they envisioned it in the movie. I don't know if that's the way it was.
Yeah, no.
But I can't imagine women could have really protected themselves at all unless they had one man to protect them.
Yeah.
And that's why women are more attracted to one male only, one
right,
partner
right,
that will take care of the family.
Yeah.
Okay, but the partner is interested in procreating
right,
and having as many offspring as possible.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the conflict goes.
Oh, man.
Because then we create laws and we say, you can't just fuck whoever you want.
Right.
You know?
Right. Oh, man.
But, I mean, look at the animal world, right? I mean, the male is the aggressor.
Yeah, like, if you look at anything on Animal Planet, these like, tigers and zebras and shit just walk up to a bitch. And
right,
it's like, yo, hey, mama.
Exactly.
I'm going to hit
they
that
have
now.
You see, they have the same sex drive, and that's what I'm saying. It's a natural primal thing to make us procreate. That's
no,
the bottom line.
Nope.
What do you mean no?
I'm just like saying that whole concept is so weird to me.
I know, but that's nature, man. That's evolution. Fuck. You know, but I was going to ask you, because we talk about spiritual shit sometimes and about
right,
souls,
right?
Right,
right, right, right.
Do you think that animals have souls?
Yep.
What about ants?
Ants?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never really thought about insects like that because I hate
why
them
I
so
did
much.
See, I have some ants at home and I was thinking about it. I said, when I kill it, do I kill a soul? You know, and
I
it's hard to imagine,
I don't care
right?
about insects like that, so.
But when you talk about a soul, you're saying that's the difference between life and death, right?
Right.
So it must happen to animals and all living things.
But I don't think insects are animals.
They're living things.
Yeah, they're like
we're talking
organisms
about life. No, they're not organisms.
Yeah, they
they're
are.
Fucking,
they're not like normal.
They're living things.
I hate
they
bugs.
They can move.
Ugh.
You know, which is like an animal can.
I think it's so gross.
Yeah.
Like, why do you guys exist?
Well, apparently everything has reason.
Yeah,
if not,
no.
It wouldn't last.
No, I hate it. Like, whenever I'm in the kitchen and like one of those long, what are they, like water bugs or something?
Oh, really? Those come out for you?
Every once in a while. Oh, like God. Once a month, maybe. I'll
they
see
call it silver something, don't they?
They're like long and have like 40 legs.
Right.
I'm like, yo, what are you doing here, dude? You're about to die. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That is what you're doing. I hate insects. I hate them. I hate them. That's why, like, I want to go to, like, Thailand and visit, like, the elephant sanctuary because you get to play with them. And that's, like, one of my life goals.
Right.
But I don't want to go to Thailand because I hear, like, the bugs and shit out there are crazy.
Oh, yeah. Big and ugly and everything.
Yeah, no. I think I'd freak out the entire time I was there.
Yeah. No, you got to stay in the Western world. Don't go to fucking places like that.
Yeah.
I have no desire to go to places like that.
Why can't you just have... Why can't they have, like, an elephant sanctuary in, like, San Diego?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not the right climate for them. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe not.
And plus, people don't want animals in captivity, right?
No.
But we still have zoos.
I hate zoos. It's so sad to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because just think about it. They just walk around this, like, cage all day.
Right.
When they should be, like, in the wilderness, like, doing what they do, you know, sleeping with other gorillas other fucking lions, eating zebras. Like,
yeah.
Anything but looking at humans.
We're ignorant about
animals' feelings.
Yeah, animals' feelings.
Yeah.
If they do have them, but they do.
They definitely do.
Right?
They definitely do. You can tell by the. And there's like a. There was this image, and this pisses me off that people can post this, but there was a vegan girl who posted a cow being slaughtered, and the face, the look on the cow's face while it was getting.
Horrified.
It has a soul. It knows what's going on. And I, like, for me, I'm like, oh my God, how do I ever eat meat after this? But when I eat meat, I just try to justify it. Like, it's already dead.
Right.
Like, there's nothing. Me not eating this isn't going to change the fact that it's already died.
Right. But they're saying without demand, they would kill so many. But hey, you know, we grew up with that. It's part of life. We're just grateful we don't have to kill the animals ourselves, you know?
I know, but why do they have to do it in such a horrible way?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you guys are like,
it's all commercial.
Like, why can't you put it to sleep so it doesn't know it's about to die?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you eat kosher meat, which is like observant Jews will only eat kosher meat.
Right.
And that has to do a lot with the way they butcher the animal.
Right.
Like, as painless as possible.
Right.
You know, something like that. I don't know the details. I don't want to know.
Right.
How they kill them, but they do. And yeah, it's sad, you know, but I mean, man has eaten animals since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. When you watch your National Geographic and stuff and you see the lions eating the deer, whatever.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you feel bad, but that's reality. I mean, one animal eats another.
Yeah.
But it's
different because it's nature.
We didn't create
it. Do you know what I mean?
Though.
It's not like we're like cave people still and using our bones, whatever they are, arrows and spears to like kill a cow to eat it because that's our only way to survive. We're like literally slaughtering them.
Yeah. But
it's completely different than a lion hunting down a zebra and eating it for dinner with its cubs. That's natural. Killing animals in a fucking slaughter home is not natural.
Yeah. No, well, raising them like that, but that's what happens if you have a market for beef and pork and all that stuff, you know.
I don't really eat
they
pork.
They raise them. I mean, they birth them in order to raise them to be butchered, you know.
So fucking crazy.
It's shitty
me.
Life, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we're totally out of time. We went to overtime. We just had to make up for the time that this lady was
there. Yep.
I'm kidding.
My bad.
We have somebody who actually made the guest commented about them being late, and she had to have us edit it out because she felt bad about it. I'm like, why do you even fucking say it in the first place, you know?
Yeah, I mean, say what you mean and mean what you say,
exactly,
period.
Exactly, you know?
And, at the end of the day.
Yeah, but she meant it, but why? But then she realized, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Right. You know?
Whatever. But we never regret what we say here, folks.
Nope.
This is the place to speak your mind. Have a great weekend, Danny.
You
everybody
too.
Else out there, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.